Streaming Gospel Connection, K-Max Gospel, playing the best gospel music from artists like Corin Horthon, Pastor Mike, Reverend James Cleveland, and Kurt Franklin. Don't forget to tell a friend to download the K-Max Gospel app, your community gospel station, K-Max Gospel.
Good afternoon. This is Loans by Tam coming in today on this Hour of Power, bringing you guys another segment of encouragement. Hope you guys are doing great this Sunday evening. I have two powerhouses in here with me today. Before I get started, I'm just going to allow each and every one on the panel today to introduce themselves. Guys, you already know who I am. I am loansbytammy.com. Remember, if you need to purchase a house, if you want to refinance, I'm your girl. You can get in touch with me, 404-218-9494, or you can reach me on my social media at loansbytammy.com. All right, guys, I have two powerhouses that's going to bring that word of encouragement, but before they do, we're going to allow them to introduce themselves. So to my right,
Pastor Charles Schultz. From God Be the Glory Outreach Ministries.
All right.
All right. Brother Jeff Daniels, Woodbury Miracle Fellowship Center. Elder Jeff.
All right. Welcome, Pastor Schultz and Pastor Daniels, welcome today. Like I said, we just want to give the people a word of encouragement on today. We want to be able to be in the community. We don't know if you made it to church this morning, but we just want to make sure that you do have a word on today, that you have a word that will carry you throughout this week. So, which one of you want to start first?
I guess I will.
All right.
Amen. Praise God, saints of the Most High. You may not have got the opportunity to get in to get a word like the woman of God said on today, but God was impressing in my spirit, man, about encouraging the saints. And one of the scriptures that he gave to me, man of God, was Isaiah 54:17. And he told me to tell the people of God that no weapon,
amen,
formed against you shall prosper. It ain't gonna prosper. It ain't gonna work. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And he said, every tongue that has risen against you in judgment, he said, he shall condemn. He said, this is your inheritance as being a servant, as being a son, as being a daughter of the Lord. And your righteousness is of him under the blood in Jesus' name.
Yes.
No weapon. No evil device. No tactics.
That's right. That's right.
No plans. No plots. Nothing.
Nothing.
When he say no, he mean no.
He mean no.
Yes. No weapon. It's not going to work.
Yes.
It's not going to come to pass. Because God has already predetermined a destination for you. The plans that God have for you are already set in motion. And many of you that are in situation and in circumstance and going through some things, if the thing ain't taking you over, then you got to know that the devil ain't in charge.
Right.
There's a bloodline that's drawn in your life, and the weapon can't go no farther than the blood.
Come on now.
The blood has signed your name. Yes. The blood has defeated your circumstance.
Yes.
Be steadfast. Yes. Know that greater is he that's within you than the circumstance that you may be facing right now. God is in control. Stay focused.
Amen.
Because there shall be glory after this. Glory is going to manifest after this. After you come through this, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be greater.
Amen.
What a way to start off.
Yeah.
Stay focused, because weapons form, but they do not what? Prosper. Amen. That's a word for us to start with. That's a word for us to hold on to throughout this week. You got to know, weapons form, they may come at you. He didn't say they wasn't going to form. He said they were not going to prosper. So we have to hold on to that word, saints. We have to know. We have to know whose we are. We have to know who we serve. And we have to know that it's a fixed fight. It's already set. It's already done. It was already preordained. All right?
Yes.
All right. We're going to hear from Pastor Jeff. And after Pastor Jeff, we'll go for a quick break. But go ahead on, Pastor Jeff.
Yeah, I just wanted to add real quickly, about the book of Jeremiah, how Jeremiah was a prophet. He told him that in the womb, I ordained you in the womb to preach to the nations.
Come
and
on.
So when God give you that birth,
it's
he's in control of it. So it's all in God's timing. And so the thing that Jeremiah was hesitant about is because he looked at their faces. But God told him, he said, don't look at their faces, because I'm with you. Whatever you need, I'm going to give you to accomplish this task. And that's what we have to understand, that God will give us the tools that we need. He just wants us to trust in him. And like Pastor said, no weapon formed against you will prosper. That means that nothing against you we'll prosper.
That's it.
And we know what Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. And then 8:31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? So if God is on our side, we have everything that we need.
That's it.
To be successful. I'm going to stop right there for right now.
Amen. Amen. Don't focus. The word says, don't be afraid of men in their faces.
Right.
That goes for you. That goes for me. That goes for each and every one of us. You know, sometimes people may try to throw tricks and, you know, different certain things to throw you off your course or certain things to get you off your course. But you have to stay focused, just like the man of God says. And you have to know that those are only weapons that will not form as long as you keep your faith.
Yes.
As long as you stay steadfast and unmovable. They will not prosper. All right,
that's
so what we're going to do, guys, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be coming back soon. Ooh, this is good and meaty.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
This is the Hour of Power Part 2. We're entitling this Staying Focused. I have with me Pastor Schultz and also Pastor Daniels.
Yes.
We're going to give you guys words of encouragement throughout this segment, hoping that you will take hold, that you will grasp hold of to the things that God is saying in this time, in this hour. We're praying that if you have a need, that the words that we're saying will reach the needs that you have. And if you also need prayer, you can call in. We'll have that number for you. We have We're here. We're available. We're ready to pray. If it's prayer you need, we'll pray with you right here, right now. But we're going to get back into it, guys. Like I said, I have Pastor Schultz and Pastor Jeff, and we just entitled this Staying Focused. All right? You may say staying focused where? It may be in the Word of God. It may be on your job. It may be you may be trying to become an entrepreneur. Whatever it is, you need to stay focused. You need to be grounded and rooted in the Word. So we're going to pick back up where we left off at, and I believe, Pastor Jeff, you were speaking. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and start back off with you.
Yeah, well, that was great. I mean, I just thank God for the opportunity, like we was talking about Jeremiah. But also, there was a word, you know, Peter, and he was one of the disciples of God, and we talk about being focused. And then even in his season, and then when he was with God, he did things with Jesus and everything. But then Paul came along, and then Paul went through the adversity he went through. But Paul says, I see everything, I hear everything that you've done, Peter. I hear all this stuff, but I got to get to know him for myself. I got to seek to get to know him for myself. So it's one thing to have a personal relationship. We can hear the preachers, we can hear the speakers, we can hear everything, but we have to have a personal relationship with God. And that's what it's all about. Even John on the Isle of Patmos, he went, he said, I saw the Lord. I had to get away from my comfort zone to hear from God. And so when you talk about being focused, it's a mindset that I'm not going to let the distractions stop me. I'm not going to let people get in my way. People are going to talk about you regardless. People are going to say what they want to say regardless. But one thing about you and about God is that he has no respect to person. So what God says it, he's able to make it come to good. He's able to make it come to pass. You just have to stay committed to the calling. Yes, and stay committed to what God has called you to do. Yes, you know, and it's got to be a part of your everyday life. And we got to get to a point where we not only hear the word of God, but we apply it to our everyday life. So I just wanted to add that about being focused, just applying the word to our life, on our jobs and our careers and our businesses. Whatever we do, let him be first. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything will be added. So the thing that you're seeking for will come if we go to him. Those things will automatically come. You wouldn't have to seek it because you already have access to it because he's already given it to you.
Right.
But we got to seek him for it.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, we pray for things, but we should be praying to God because he owns everything.
Come on.
You know, I was listening to our bishop speak today. We talk about him owning a cattle on a thousand hills, but he owned the hills too. So not only do we own the cattle, he owned the hills. So that's the God that we serve.
Right.
So,
and Pastor Daniels, you said something about applying it. Yeah. How? Give us an example of applying it.
Right.
Give us an example.
Well, it tells you, you know, in the word, like for families, you know, it tells us as husbands to love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Right.
And he gave himself for the church. Mm-hmm. So as a husband and as a man, that's something we have to do. That's what we mean by applying it. So I'm hearing what the word says, but I'm not only hearing it, I'm doing what it says. I'm dying to my family. I'm giving for my family just as Christ did for the church.
Amen.
And so it's just obeying the word of God. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. So we have to obey the word of God to eat the good of the land. We stop seeking the land. Because God has the land. He has everything in control. So we need to seek him and everything we need for our families and for our kids and our children and this generation that's coming behind us. Mm-hmm. See, we have to pray away from them.
Yeah.
So our fathers prayed away for us.
Yeah.
We have to pray away for this next generation that's going to take it to the next level. You know, so we got to speak life and get them to focus because they're seeing things as teenagers that we didn't see till we was 20 and 25 and 30 years old in our day. So we've got to seek him more.
Even more today. Wow. That's good, Pastor. You want to add anything?
Man,
Amen.
I guess we will add a little something to it. It's so good.
It's like a Selah moment.
You definitely, amen. Right. You need to take a Selah moment because focus is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
you really can't get nowhere if you don't have focus.
Yes.
You got to be able to focus. And even now, as the Holy Spirit is talking to me about focus right now, in order to have focus, you got to have discipline.
Oh, man.
You got to be disciplined.
That. Yeah.
Come on. You can't be all over the place, saints.
That's right.
We got to be disciplined. Man. In order to be focused.
Right.
If you're going to reach a goal, if you're going to reach a high point, if you're going to reach something in God, you got to get some discipline.
Yes.
You can't have the members of your physical body all over the place and go in one direction.
That's good.
If you're headed in one direction, everything in you got to go. You got to have some unity.
Right.
About yourself.
Yes. Right.
Bring yourself in line.
That's it. That's it.
Bring yourself in line. As for me and my house.
Talk about that.
Take it personally.
It's personal. Yeah.
If there's going to be a legitimate application of you experiencing the Word of God, we know we not just hearers only, but doers also.
Right.
So if you're going to legitimately experience the Word of God, the Word going to come off the pages for you.
That's it.
You're going to have to get focus.
Focus.
You're going to have to get into a place in your relationship with God where you come out of the inner courts and you come into that holies of holies where you can hear God's voice. I know we're getting a little deep. I know we're getting a little deep. Deep call of the deep, woman of God. One of the ways that Jesus defeated the devil was by staying focused on his purpose. Because the devil always liked to come and try to sidetrack and distract him. Sidebar him. Get him off of focus. But Jesus said, I came into this world for this cause. He was focused.
Right.
He knew why he came. He knew why he came into the world. Amen.
And he knew when he was going to leave.
And he knew when he was going to leave.
You know, and that's the thing about it. He knew before it happened. He knew what Judas was going to do before he did.
Amen.
He knew what Peter was going to do.
And he knew he was on a time frame.
He knew he
you
was
ain't
on
got
the
all the time in the world.
That's it.
Amen. There's right. certain places to receive certain blessings because your life is already predestined. Pre means before, destined means end. That means you finish before you start.
Come on. Right.
Isaiah 46:10 say, I know your end from your beginning.
That's it.
God know your uprising, Isaiah 139. I know your uprising and your downfalling. I know the secret parts of you.
Right.
So ain't no use of you trying to hide. Just open up and become what God has ordained and predestined for you to be. Now, if you ain't planted in a church home and you listening on today, if you not planted, this can't happen. If you weren't saved, this can't happen.
Come on.
Gotta get the foundation.
If you a non-believer, this can't happen. Talk to me, cuz. Come on, bruh.
Right. Yeah.
You know what grandma taught you. You know you done been to too many homegoings.
Yeah.
You know it's your time. You know God is knocking at the door of your heart. This is your opportunity. This is your chance to surrender.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Get focus.
Yeah.
Get focus. Get focus.
Yeah.
Woo. What a word. Get focus, guys. We're going to come back. Stay tuned. There's more to this hour of power. Amen.
Hey! of praise. Put them hands together. Hey, here we go. Hey.
Listening to K-Max Gospel, your powerhouse gospel connection.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you guys are having a happy Sunday. If this is your first time tuning in, remember, I am Loans by Tammy. I'm here today with Pastor Schultz and Pastor Daniels. We are giving you guys a word of encouragement. We call this segment Staying Focused, and this is our hour of power that we present to you guys every second and third Sunday. And guys, before we go any further, we just want to make sure that you're in a good Bible-based teaching church. So if you do not have one, the name of my church is Shekinah Glory Tabernacle Praise and Worship Center. We're located at 6087 Covington Highway. Our leadership is Apostle Sherman and Glenda Sherman. We welcome you guys to come and fellowship with us each and every Sunday. We start service at 10:45. So I'm gonna let the others say where they worship at as well. Because again, guys, the main thing is that you get into a good Bible-based teaching church where you can build a good solid foundation, because we're talking about staying focused. But how can you stay focused if you don't know what the word says about your situation, if you don't know what the word of God says about where you are in your timing? Because everybody right now is in a different place, a different season. Yes. So we just want to make sure that you do understand where you are, where you stand, and you know, whatever it is that you need, we want to make sure that we're helping you, you know, get to that point. So I'm going to allow the others to let you know where they worship at. But again, if you're looking for a good Bible-based teaching church, you can join me at Shekinah Glory Tabernacle, 6087 Covington Highway, Stonecrest, Georgia.
Also, you can reach us, Whitberry Miracle Fellowship Center Church, Georgia Highway 85 South, Whitberry, Georgia, with Bishop Thomas Daniels, every Sunday at 10 a.m. We are into the Word. It's so important to have a Bible-based church. You talk about foundation. Mm-hmm. Without foundation, the building will fall. If it's not on a solid foundation, it'll fall. So we got to get to find yourself a good Bible-based church, not a show. You need something. When that enemy throws something, you need something that's going to lift up a standard against it.
Come on.
And that's having that word of God instilled in your heart. So come visit us at Whitberry Miracle Fellowship Center, big city of Whitberry, Georgia. Amen.
Amen. And we at Shekinah Glory Tabernacle of Praise, amen, just open up our arms wide unto you. Mm-hmm. I'm Elder Schultz, and I'm an offspring from Shekinah Glory Tabernacle of Praise and Worship. And I'm telling you, if you want to be in a good university, a good church home, where you can be planted, where you can flourish and grow, you need to stop in and visit. When the Bible say in the book of Malachi, prove me this day, give him a chance. Right. You got to give God a chance, man. Woman of God, give God a chance. In these two great churches, I'm quite sure you're going to find the salvation that you need. You're going to find the edification that you need, that's going to build you up in the things that you need to be built up in. If you can't get to these two places, you can go to my website. I got it written down. My daughter wrote it down for me today. To God be the glory, ministries.com website. And we're equipped with a lot of information that can equip you, that can help you in your process of growing in your relationship with God and growing into understanding your purpose. Your purpose was salvaged by blood. You're in a blood covenant. Blood was shed for you to become what God had preordained for you to be. Listen, you're not a mistake. You're not a slip of the pill. You're not a coincidence. You're not an accident. You're here on purpose. You got a purpose in life. God only give birth to answers. You are the answer.
Yes.
He look on the earth and he see the need and he call you out of him. And can't nobody be you. Nobody on the face of the earth got your thumbprint. I just feel led, Tammy, just to go this way.
Go.
Nobody got your thumbprint. Your family, your generation, Your relatives, everybody needs you to have a self-discovery of who you are in God and become that discovery, because you are the answer for your neighborhood. You just not a shot caller. God put influentialness and influence in you for other things, man.
That's right.
It's time to come to God.
Right.
When you was a child, you acted as a. When I was a child, I hung out like a child.
Right.
I clubbed like a child. I smoked like a child.
That's right.
I drank like a child. But when I became a man, I put
away
childish things.
That's it. That's the
word.
You
got to put it away.
Put it away.
The season is winding down. It's a new season. Yes. It's your time. If you listening today, it ain't a coincidence. It's a setup. God put you in this position to hear this today. Give him a chance. Surrender to God.
You know, and the, you know, the Bible always talks about, you know, how Jesus, when he was with the disciples and he was on the boat, you know, one thing that he learned how to do was stay focused, even in that instance. So when he was with the disciples, the disciple says, Lord, there's a storm. There's a storm coming. But the Bible says he was underneath sleep. He was underneath sleep in the middle of the storm. So everybody panicking and he's in here asleep. So that's what happens when you're focused. Yeah. When you're focused on something, you don't let what the outside things distract you. You don't let the things that happens in the economy or happens in the world distract you, because you're so focused on what your assignment is and what you're called to do. And so when you're focused on that, it's like that's the most important thing to me. And even that, if Peter wouldn't have sinked if he would have stayed focused.
If he wouldn't have stayed focused, because he took his eyes off of
him. He took his eyes off.
Yeah.
And when he took his eyes off Jesus, that's when he almost, but Jesus being who he was, just reached down and picked him up. But that's an example of how what we can accomplish if we stay focused. So when you're focused, you can't look down, you can't look around. You can't look at, here's where we mess up. We look at what everybody else is doing.
That's it, right?
And we
there.
look at what everybody else has accomplished, and we try to compare ourselves, or we try to compete with A and B, or keep up with the Joneses. But God has a plan for every one of us. And so we can't look at or base our plan on somebody else's plan. That's what makes the body so good and so complete, that we all do different things.
That's it.
We all have many parts, but the number one thing is it's accomplished the goal, and that's to show the light of Jesus Christ. And so that person that's looking today, that person that's listening today, understand this: everything happens for a reason. You're watching and you're listening for a reason. Everybody has been through something. We all face situations. We all go through things. Joseph went through things. Look at Joseph's situation. He went through a lot of things. He was a brother of 12, and they treated him wrong, did him dirty. But at the end of the day, they had to come back to him. They had to come back to him. So it doesn't matter how you're treated. It matters how you treat people. And I learned that from Joseph's situation. He could have easily got back at his brothers. How they treated him. He could have easily done it.
Because
he was in position to do it. But he said, even though y'all did me wrong, I'm going to embrace y'all to come back and sit at my table.
Still going to feed you.
Still going to feed. Because he was in charge. He went from being accused and being a pastor, being a prophet wife, to being the second commander of a country. In charge. And then they had to come back to him.
That's it.
So that lets you know that when you trust God and when you're focused on what God's word says, you know, Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may do what is good, acceptable will of God. So we have to know what God's will is, and our mind has to be in tune with the word of God. You want to stay focused, get that mind right. People losing their minds. But when you got your mind stayed on him, he said he would keep us
in perfect
peace.
Yes, he did.
And we need peace. Jesus had peace in that storm.
Yes, he did.
And I know I would have been afraid too.
Yeah.
But he said, be still. What he told him, he said, be still. Then he said, be still.
Be
he
still.
Told the storm to be still.
That's right.
Because I'm on here resting.
That's it.
That's the powerfulness of God. So, and that's the God that we serve. So in that situation that you're dealing with, and that you have to understand, that just tell that situation God is in
control.
And like you said earlier, Pastor, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because I'm a child of the King.
That's it.
He ordained me to be the head and not the tail.
Come on.
So when he ordained me to be the head, that means that when I come into the room, it has to change.
Come on, you command the presence.
We command the room to change. When we step into the room, you change the atmosphere. You can change the hearts and the people in the room. When you step foot in the room, there has to be a change.
Right.
And they have to recognize, okay, here's somebody coming in the room that's associated with something that can help me get to where I'm trying to go.
Come on now.
And that's the power. That's the power of God. That He's given in us, and He's given us dominion to use that power to decree a thing.
Come on. Come on.
And he said in the word, if we decree a thing,
it shall become
established unto thee. When we decree the word of God over our life, over our job, over our kids, over our whatever we have. Everything is subject to the word of God. Like you said, me and my house, me and my house and mine, we going to serve the Lord. We have to. And as men, we have to be, I know men here and women here, but we have to be leaders, not just by saying this, but doing it. My son has to see me pray. My son has to see me talk. My son has to see me not only talk about this thing, but he has to see me be the light to this world. In a dark world, he has to see me be that light.
Right.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
Oh, I'm excited for you. I'm trying to hold it down over here, but don't stop. Allow him to use you. That's what we need.
But it's the power of God, and it's just being submissive to his will, because we all are disciples of unto him. Now, back then, he had the disciples, and they followed him. And the disciples weren't broke people.
No.
They all had a gift.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they all had a gift, and they all had something valuable to bring. You know, so they had different things. So that's the thing. We're following him, and so we have to replenish the earth. We have to be fruitful and multiply. So we have to open these doors that those behind can come and build these legacies and continue to do things the right way.
Come on.
The kingdom way.
The kingdom way.
The kingdom way never ends.
Yes.
And there's no end to the kingdom.
It's infinite.
It goes on and on. So everything that we do is a continuous thing.
That's it.
In God. It's just you just gotta keep going. We just gotta keep going. Next we're gonna have our sons coming up doing the same thing.
That's right.
Our grandsons coming up doing the same thing. And that's what it's all about. They may do it in a different way.
Yeah.
That's right.
But it's the same God.
Same spirit.
Mm-hmm. Same God. We didn't do this when we was young.
No,
we didn't have all this when we was young.
No, we didn't.
We went into down by the river and grabbed hands and prayed and met everybody's house and that's all we did. We didn't have all this stuff, but that was then. But now God has given us things to get the word out. And let's use that for the kingdom of God, to build a kingdom. My goal is to see I want to see a million young people praise God.
Come on now.
I believe that we can have a million young people praise God and just crazy, just going after God with everything that they have. And it can happen. It can happen. We just got to be the light to them and let them see that God can help them get to where they're trying to go in their life.
Right.
Amen.
You know, so.
Right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. That was good, Pastor.
Yeah.
That was real good. Now, that's what you call meat.
Meat.
That was some good meat right there.
It's awesome.
For those of you listening, when we say meat, we mean substance. That was real good, you know.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure that, like we said, we're giving you a word, and we hope you guys are grabbing hold to what we're saying on today. The words that we're giving you are led by the true, one and only Holy Spirit. It's not of our will. It's not of things that we want to say, but it's led by God. The words that we're giving you are biblically based. You know, we have scripture. They're bringing you true live scripture here. So, guys, again, if you're in the need, before we end this segment, we're going to lead you guys to Christ, because that's the main thing. You know, in all we do, we want to make sure that we lead you to Christ. Because if one of you we're going to rejoice for one. Because the Bible says, you know, Christ went back for one. So if one of you get saved, then whatever we did on today was totally necessary.
That's it.
Amen.
And you know that one, he'll kick down the door to get that one.
Come on, kick it down.
He'll chase that one.
Yes.
That's how anointing he is. He don't want to see one soul left behind.
Exactly.
That's what the word say. He said, I wish that none would perish.
None would perish.
All would come to repentance.
Yep.
And Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Do you not know it's a privilege to be saved?
Yes.
The Bible say no man can come to God unless he draw.
That's it.
It's not by works. It's by grace that we are saved.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship have to be initiated by God. So the point that I'm trying to make today is, you hear our voice, mm-hmm. but we're the conduit mm-hmm. that God is using to speak to you on today, because God wants to initiate mm-hmm. a relationship with you. Come on home.
Come on home.
Prodigal son.
Talk about it.
Yes. He got the fattest calf killed yes. already.
Yes.
He got the best laid up for you.
Yes, he does.
The best is yet to come. Oh, the devil is a lie. I know he's been trying to paint a picture in your mind and tell you what you have done is so bad until there is no forgiveness, but the devil is a lie. Jesus died for you to be forgiven.
Yes.
The Bible said a righteous man falls 7 times, but he get back up. Get up. Get back in the race. Focus yourself. Bring yourself home. Come on back into the shepherd's fold.
Yes.
God love you. There's a church family ready to love on you.
Yes.
Ready to nourish you and encourage you. And get you built back up in your most holy faith. Praying in God. Come on back in. It's your time.
And you know the thing you mentioned, the prodigal son. That's right, that's so timing, because the father could have turned the other way.
Yes, he could.
Yes, he could.
But the Bible say he saw him afar off. He saw his son afar off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was with the swine. So he saw his son in a terrible condition.
Yes, yeah, he did.
And the Bible say he went and got his son.
Yes, he did.
And he said, "We're gonna come back and we're gonna celebrate.
Yes.
Because what was meant for evil, God is gonna make it good.
That's it.
And so that's what we have to understand. We have to go and get it. Go get your son and daughter. Don't let them fall by the wayside. They need to know that God can heal. Mm-hmm. God can deliver. There's nothing impossible to God. When you come to God, you got to come to him humbly and say, Lord, come into my heart. It's not a complicated thing.
It's not a complicated thing.
No.
It's not complicated. A lot of people think you have to be all this and that. No. You just come into my heart. Feel me. Save me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me.
Mm-hmm.
Save me, O Lord. That's all you have to do. Just confess it with your mouth.
Confess it with your mouth, guys. Yeah. He just led you to Christ. If you didn't know, that's what he was doing.
Right.
He was telling you those words. Mm-hmm. It right. doesn't take a lot to come to Christ.
That's right.
You know, just Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner.
That's right.
I admit that I need you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you too can come back to Christ. So, guys, I believe that's all we have for today in this hour of power. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be here every second and third Sunday at 4 p.m. If you don't have anything to do, stop on by. Tune in. We have plenty of word for you, plenty of encouragement, plenty of hope, plenty of faith, plenty of focus. So we thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to thank my special guest on today, Pastor Schultz, Pastor Jeff Daniels. Thank you so much for coming in today, bringing this word. We thank you. And guys, Lones by Tammy signing out. Peace.
You're listening to K-Max Gospel, your powerhouse gospel connection.
In my ear, I keep feeling his presence so near. Music.
Sisters had record, we recorded at least about 16 albums. So this is different to me because I'm by myself. I was always the one, sit back, be quiet, you know, I'll do what you guys say to. I was always the one, you know, they tell me what to do. And now it's like I have to make my own decisions now. And if I make the wrong decisions, nobody fault but mine. So that's another reason why I cannot forget the upbringing of Mom, because she always told me, keep God with you.
The day.